With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he's not planning to extend a 90-day pause on tariffs on most nations beyond July 9th. He says his administration will notify countries the trade penalties will take effect unless there are previous deals with the United States. On Fox News Channel's Sunday Morning Futures, the president also said a group of investors will soon be stepping forward to announce a plan to buy TikTok. The president cheering the Supreme Court ruling on LGBT storybooks in school.
The court ruled in favor of Christian and Muslim parents in Maryland who sued to keep their elementary school children out of certain classes because of LGBT curriculum. And the president supports the decision.
They lost control of the schools. They lost control of their child. And this is a tremendous victory for parents.
Parents in Montgomery County, Maryland, had argued that prohibiting opt-outs for their children violated the Constitution's First Amendment protections for the free exercise of religion. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says the U.S. attack on Iran was devastating.
And when you put that in the larger context of what the Israelis did over the 2 weeks of rising line, what Trump is calling the 12-day war, I think the Iranian regime is reeling.
Continetti believes the attack on Iran is part of a long-term battle.
So you can't just look at these operations in isolation. The 12-day war was a tremendous tactical success and strategic success for Israel and the United States. But I think it's just the beginning of what's going to happen in the region and in Iran.
Russia launching its biggest aerial attack against Ukraine early Sunday morning. Escalating bombing campaign has further dashed hopes for a breakthrough in efforts to end the war. This is SRN News. A new measure of persecution in India.
How bad is it getting? Well, according to the United Christian Forum, two believers are physically attacked for their faith on average every day. And that's just what's being reported in a country where the authorities are often just as hostile as the attackers. Radical Hindus are the problem. They have launched a campaign to either kill all Christians in India or drive them out. Attacks accelerated after a Hindu nationalist party came to power in 2014. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The number of abortions in the U.S. grew in 2024 as more women obtained abortion pills through telehealth. Latest We Count project for the Society of Family Planning finds one in four abortions carried out using medications that had been prescribed by a provider who in most cases, of course, did not see the patient in person. This is SRN News. Restoration underway on the remnant of an 18th century ship found after 9/11 buried under Manhattan.
Turns out it was a Revolutionary War era boat, and it's now being painstakingly restored by a team led by Peter Fix with the Center for Maritime Archaeology and Conservation.
Our hypothesis is that it was built as a small gunboat. There were 13 of them that were actually built in the summer of 1775. In order to protect the Delaware River, Delaware Bay, and ultimately Philadelphia.
Once restored, the relic will live at the New York State Museum in Albany. I'm Julie Walker.
Flint, Michigan, still working on replacing lead pipes following delays. There's now a federal mandate for communities to replace the pipes, so lessons from Flint's failures are valuable nationwide. One place that has used them is Newark, New Jersey. More details at srnnews.com.